Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor, and I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can make the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And welcome to the final episode of season one of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. And what an awesome season one has been. Hopefully you've had the opportunity to listen to all 12 episodes. If not, I do encourage you to go back and listen to those episodes because we had some amazing episodes and amazing speakers talking all about faith and business. So what I'm going to do for the last episode of season one is just give you the top five things that I learned about women of faith in business. Specifically, the key things that I learned from most of the episodes kind of summarized. So like a summary of the last 12 episodes from season one. So the first thing I want to talk about and the first thing that I learned was that most people come to the faith, become believers of Jesus Christ in different ways and two key buckets. So a lot of the women that I talked to on season one fell in the bucket of being born into the faith. Their parents, their mother, whatever the case may be, someone in their family unit was a Christian and they went to church regularly. And that's how they became a believer, how they were came into the faith. They were really kind of like born into the faith. So that really is bucket number one. And with those people that talked about really growing up in the faith, they all actually went through a similar journey where they had to realize for themselves that it wasn't about rituals or routines or just going to church every week. It really was about relationship. And they went through some type of thing in their life, whether it was some painful thing, whether it was a wilderness season, whatever the case may be, they went through something that caused them to realize, hey, this is not just about routine. It's not just about religion. And it's not just about rituals. It really is about having a deep and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And that really is how their journey went. So that's the first bucket. Because as I mentioned, there's kind of two key buckets that I noticed that people fell into when it comes to how they became a believer and their faith journey. The second bucket is they maybe didn't come from a household where they grew up in the church or had parents or family members that went to church. But what they did have is someone that they encountered along the way. So whether that was a coworker, a friend, someone at school that actually encouraged them. And a lot of times, you know, from the stories that I heard from many of the women, something about that person stood out. Something about that person was different than other people that they dealt with. And they realized, hey, what's so different about this person? And that person invited them to church, invited them to learn more about Jesus Christ. And that was the other way that people really came into the faith. So what I've learned from season one is although everyone's journey is slightly different, a lot of times people fall into the same buckets. So women of faith in business either fall into the bucket of growing up in the faith and then having some type of revelation, and then they grow in a relationship with Jesus Christ, or they encounter someone that actually invites them into the church, invites them into Christianity, and they grow their faith from there. So that was the first thing that I learned from season one of the Women Plus Faith podcast. The second thing is that everyone's entrepreneurial journey is different. So many of the ladies that I talked to, they became entrepreneurs and business owners in different ways. Nobody's path is exactly the same. Some people had an entrepreneurial spirit from the very beginning. Some people fell into it. Some people, you know, ended up started on the road of entrepreneurship, and it kind of shifted and changed and turned. A lot of them went through that. So it really is that everyone's entrepreneurial journey is different, but each journey required these three things: faith, courage, and determination. No matter what journey they took to become an entrepreneur or a business owner, many of them talked about the importance of their faith, whether it was steps of faith, leaps of faith. They had to have faith in the journey. They talked about having the courage to move forward in business and being a business owner and taking this journey that's not typical, like most people, not being an employee, but actually being an entrepreneur. And determination, because boy, this journey is not easy. So a lot of people talked about the determination that it took to be a woman of faith in business. So that's the second thing that I learned. It really was about everyone's entrepreneurial journey is different, but it really does require faith, courage, and determination for everyone. The third thing that I learned on this season one of Women Faith Plus Business is, as women of faith in business, you have the option. You can be open with your faith. And most, if not all, of the women that I interviewed on the podcast are open with their faith, meaning that they talk about their faith on their business platform. And that really is what this podcast is all about. It's all about those women that are stepping up and actually talking about their faith on their business platform. Because a lot of times in corporate America, we're taught to kind of separate the two, to not really talk about faith and talk about business, you know, in a corporate environment. But as entrepreneurs and business owners, we have the ability to define what we want to do when it comes to business. And a lot of the women, in fact, all of the women, and that was one of the main reasons why I invited them to be on the podcast, they openly talk about their faith on their business platform. But it, of course, there are women that are women of faith in business that may not be as open and they're more private. And there's nothing wrong with that, where you're private with your faith. You know, you believe in God. You're a follower, you're a believer of Christ, you pray, you do all the things as a woman of faith in business, but you may not necessarily be open or talk about it on your platform. So there's really those two kind of buckets. I always like to talk about buckets. There's that woman that's more open and the woman that may be private. So for this podcast, the focus really has been on that woman that is using her platform openly to really glorify God and talk about God on her platform. So a lot of the women on this particular podcast talked about what that journey looked like for them. Some of them, it was easy. You know, it's a part of who you are. It's like on one podcast episode I mentioned, it's like not showing up with one of your eyes or not showing up with one of your arms. It's who you are. So you cannot leave that out of your business platform. So a lot of people talked about that's how they approached it. They realized that it's the core of who they are. So they could not step into their business platform and eliminate a core piece of who they are. But others talked about it being a struggle. You know, they had a struggle of, do I say these things on my business platform? Do I say God? Do I say Jesus Christ? And maybe being a little bit intimidated or scared or nervous about doing that initially. So some people fell into that bucket too, of being nervous about it and scared about it, but still being bold enough to go ahead and do it. And some people feeling it's who I am and I have to show up authentically and truly myself on my business platform. So that was the third thing that I learned from the podcast season one, was really, you know, as women of faith, we have a choice in how we show up. We can show up openly on our platforms and talk about our faith and talk about business. And that is exactly what this podcast is about, really showcasing those women who are open with their faith on their business platform, because it is who they are and what they choose to talk about on their business platform. So the fourth thing of the five things that I learned in season one of the Women Faith Plus Business platform is your business will continue to change and evolve. It's not a straight path for any of us. Of all the ladies that I interviewed and I talked to, they all had ups in their business, downs in their business, pivots in their business, changes in their business. So business actually really is not a straight path for any of us. There's definitely going to be ups and downs and times where we kind of just want to quit and times where we realize that, you know, we have to continue because God has called us to this. But some of the key things that many of the guests talked about was things like listening to God's voice. I know Grace talked about that, the importance of taking time out and making sure that you're being still and just really listening to what God has to say about your business. So taking that time out to listen to God's voice and make sure that you're looking for his direction as you make those pivots and changes in your business, making sure that those pivots and changes aren't coming from you, but coming from God's voice. And the things that you need to do in order to make sure that you're hearing God's voice includes being still and really paying attention to what he's telling you to do next in your business. Another key thing was leaning on your faith. This journey is not easy. Carol Dunlop talked about how she always leans on her faith. So the importance of leaning on your faith. And of course, trusting and believing in God's path. I talked about that on episode 2, the importance of believing no matter what it looks like in the natural, right? We must still go ahead and trust in and believe in the path that God has set out for us. And of course, we talked about things like divine connections. God has a way of connecting us with the right people for what he desires us to do, giving us the divine timing. So a lot of this journey is about divine. And Shea Bynes talked about divine connections and how that impacted and influenced her life with starting her own business with someone that was a divine connection. We also talked about God sustaining us. Beverly talked about the importance of, you know, knowing that God will sustain us. Even if we pivot and make the wrong turns, God is like a GPS. He's always putting us back on track. And if we fall off the track, he will sustain us. So keeping that in mind. So the fourth thing that I learned from the top 5 things I learned from season 1 was really the importance of those key things: listening to God's voice, leaning on your faith, believing in divine timing, divine connections, and really trusting and believing in God's path for you. And the fifth and final thing that I really learned from season 1 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast is there's definitely power in faith. That was one of the key questions that I asked on every podcast episode is, what would be your definition of the power of faith? I asked that to every guest. And everyone's definition was different. But the one thing that stood out is they realized and knew that faith is powerful. Faith is a powerful thing. And there's also power in business. Everyone's definition of the power of business was different, but there is power in business and really showing up in the marketplace. So when you actually combine the two, the power of faith and the power of business, you really are a powerful woman of faith in the marketplace as you have a business. So I definitely want to just point out and summarize some of those key things from season 1. This has definitely been a journey. As I mentioned in episode 1, this has been something that God put on my heart for years. I didn't really know what it was supposed to look like or even how I was going to do it, but he laid it on my heart to do it. So I took the steps of faith to start the podcast. I reached out to the people. I got the equipment. I did what I needed to do. And honestly, God showed up and did the rest. And this season has been awesome and amazing. And I'm so thankful for everyone that agreed to be guests on season 1 of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. And I'm so thankful for all the lessons that we've learned from season 1, the importance of the journey of faith, how everyone's entrepreneurial journey is different, and how as a woman of faith, being open on your platform is an amazing and awesome thing. And also just really how our businesses evolve and change. And it's important to be in partnership with God, listening to him, because we are in partnership with God. He has given us this vision. He's given us this idea. So it's important to get direction from him. So I hope you've enjoyed these episodes as much as I have. I definitely encourage you, if you did not have an opportunity to listen to episodes 1 through 12, do go back and listen to those episodes because there were golden nuggets and I couldn't cover them all in this summary episode. So I do encourage you to go back and listen to the various episodes that were on the podcast for season 1. And definitely connect with me. The best way to connect with me is my website, nadinemullings.com. There's so many tools, information, techniques, help to support you in this business journey, whether it's on the faith side of things or whether it's on the marketing and business side of things. There's lots of tools and resources on my website. So I do encourage you to visit nadinemullings.com. And of course, to sign up for the podcast for season 2. I'm going to be working on season 2. I'm so excited about the season 2 that's going to be coming up. So to be one of the first to hear the episodes for season 2, make sure that you go to womenfaithandbusiness.com, where you'll be able to listen to season 1 episodes, and you'll be one of the first to get to season 2 episodes if you sign up on the womenfaithandbusiness.com website. Last but not least, you can also reach me on social media. The top 3 platforms that I'm engaged in is Facebook. You can go to Nadine Mullings on Facebook, and my business Facebook page is the best way to connect with me. Nadine Mullings. Actually, it's facebook.com/Nadine Mullings. So if you go on there, please connect with me on Facebook. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn. So Nadine Mullings, just when you do an invitation, let me know that you've listened to the podcast. That would be great. And I'll be happy to connect with you on LinkedIn. And the third and final platform that I'm on is Instagram, Nadine Mullings, actually with 3 L's on Instagram. So I'd be happy to connect with you. Please give me any feedback that you have about the podcast, and I would just be happy to connect with you on social media. So thank you so much for listening to this last episode of season 1, but we will definitely be back with a season 2. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has been insightful and inspirational. Wherever you're listening, be sure to go ahead and subscribe to get the next episodes, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you want to discover 2 powerful ways to successfully plan your marketing so you can attract your ideal clients and prosper in your God-given purpose, be sure to text POWERFUL to 31996. Thanks for listening.